Welcome to Eco Talk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg, and we have another fabulous green program for you. Here you hear the stories you don't necessarily hear anyplace else, certainly not in mainstream media. And we're going to give you a first example of that in our first segment, and that is a tribute to Dennis Weaver, the award-winning actor and environmental activist who passed away just a few weeks ago. And we'll interview the leaders of two environmental organizations that he spearheaded to honor his legacy, which continues to grow. Next, in our second segment, we'll meet Jill Buck. She'll be joining us in studio. I've been anxious to meet her for many months, trying to get her on the show. We finally have her here today. She is the president of the Go Green Initiative, and she'll tell us how to make schools across the country eco-friendly. Their terrific work that they're actually accomplishing that, and the surprising response, perhaps, might surprise you, that parents and teachers are really welcoming this initiative, and also how it's making the schools healthier for everyone, teachers, students, and administrators alike. In our second part of the hour, we'll speak with Julia Witte, talk about unhealthy. Our oceans are imperiled. You probably have heard about that, but there's a very extensive and informative article in Mother Jones, all about the state of our oceans, and I highly recommend that. We're going to find out more about specifically what's at stake and, more importantly, what we can do as concerned Americans. And in our final Partners Corner, we'll speak with Jim Presswood from the NRDC. He will be bringing us up to date on new efforts to open up the coastlines to offshore drilling. First, I'd like to recognize those who are making this program possible. EcoTalk is brought to you by Pet Ecology Brands, makers of Scientific Professional, the eco-friendly, ultra-lightweight cat litter that features a special patented sickness indicator. Pet Ecology's earth-friendly cat and dog products are inspired by pets, people, and our planet. And our environmental partners as well, Natural Resources Defense Council, Earth Justice, and the Union of Concerned Scientists. Thank you, and we want to urge all our listeners to go check out our partners' websites and join these groups. If you're not a part of these organizations, they're terrific. They can inform you, they have newsletters, and they're written in plain English, so you can understand a lot of our complex environmental and scientific issues as a consumer, and most important, of course, what we can do about it politically and practically. Our first guest is a man I am happy to meet, but under very sad circumstances, Peter Lavote. He is the CEO and president of EcoSense Solutions, and he's also very familiar with the Institute of Ecolonomics, both projects that Dennis Weaver had started. Now, you probably know Dennis Weaver as the actor, the star of Gunsmoke, and lots of other programs and movies I didn't watch. That was not my thing, Westerns. But I was fortunate enough to meet Dennis Weaver later in his life because, of course, of his environmental activism, and I was very moved by his dedication and his passion and his work. And we wanted to do what many of the stories about his life did not do, and that's delve into, you know, where that passion came from and what he was doing and to honor his legacy by talking about the work that will continue. So thanks for joining us, Peter.
Thank you.
First of all, how did you come in contact with Mr. Weaver? Are you longtime friends, or did the work bring you together?
Well, it was really the work, because much like you, I was not a Western fan. And I heard about the Institute of Ecolonomics, which had basically the same philosophy and view that business and the environment can be partners rather than antagonists. And I had a company called EcoSense Solutions, and I was so excited that there was a nonprofit or a 501c3 that, in essence, had the same view. And I sat, and it mentioned that Dennis Weaver started it, was the founder. But then the name didn't mean anything. It could have been Joe Smith to me. And so I sent $100 and said, to whom it may concern, this is great. I'm glad you exist. And I'm more flush. I'll send you more money. And that was how we opened up our relationship.
And when was that?
I think it was 1997, maybe.
Yeah, fairly early on. I mean, now there's more organizations, you know, bringing business and environmental interests together. Tell us about the name, Ecolonomics. It's almost a tongue twister, but I imagine that's the merging of ecology and economics.
Absolutely, and it was a word that Dennis coined and was very proud of. And it's interesting, a lot of people, either complain or think it's great, and but it definitely gets a lot of discussion, and people wonder what it's all about. And so, to a certain extent, the difficulty has worked towards raising consciousness, which was one of his main goals.
And where did that emanate from? Did he have an eco-epiphany at some point, or was this a gradual awakening? And was there someone who was his mentor, or did this just come from Dennis himself?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, and really, this sort of hits on one of the last conversations we had. to the best of my knowledge, it really came from his deep spiritual grounding in the fact that we're aware that, and he is aware and was aware that, you know, everybody in the world is equal, and we need to take care of the place that we live, not only for ourselves and the people living now, but for generations to come. And unless we address the way we relate to the earth, the whole kit and caboodle is in peril.
That's exactly the point. Yeah. And I had the pleasure of meeting him in his home in Malibu, which was not a fancy actor's home. It was very natural looking, very pretty, and he was very solid in his convictions. I was interviewing him about the time of his drive. Was it a fuel cell vehicle or a hybrid that they were driving across some states, maybe across the country, to raise awareness about the need for cleaner car technology?
Well, it started out with one particular technology, but we realized and decided that it would be best to open it to every alternative technology, other than fossil fuels, to show that there wasn't just one game in town. And, you know, so as not to also be hanging the Institute's hat on one particular technology.
And how was that project received as he drove across? How far did they go?
Well, they went all the way from California to Washington, D.C.
That's what I thought.
And it was well received. It was just, one of the projects and events in a long string. And we've since, I'm in fact not only with EcoSense Solutions, but about 3 months ago, I had the honor of Dennis sort of handing over the reins of the Institute to me as the chairman of the board, of the Institute of Ecolonomics.
And so what are some of its primary projects that he was most proud of? This is probably one of them when we've been talking about the drive. But and what else do you foresee it taking on in the near future?
Well, we have a few extremely important projects and goals. The re-ruralization project is the one that we're very much involved with. Across the whole world, whether it's in the first world or the third world, there's been an extreme urbanization. People are streaming to the cities because they're having a difficulty making out in the countryside. This causes problems both in the cities and in the rural areas. And prior to fossil fuels, every community and every area had to be self-sufficient. And so what this program is a very practical step-by-step way to revitalize rural areas to be independent, secure, be able to provide for their fuel needs, their electrical needs, their food needs, their housing needs, and basically bring prosperity back to the rural areas.
Dennis wrote a book not too long ago. I remember reading the second half, which was about his environmental activism. I skipped over the acting part. And he was very proud of this home that he built with his wife, Jerry, that was made out of, is it recycled tires and aluminum, called Earthship, if I'm recalling?
Yeah. I think it was about 12 or 13 years ago. And it's a passive solar house. And it was part of what Dennis did. He didn't just talk about being environmentally responsible, but he walked the walk also. He drove the most efficient car he could drive. He his house was not only was it heated and in other words it had good passive solar design, but they grew vegetables in it and. It was, it was just part of his complete. He was just a wonderful role model in things like this.
What was the name of the book? That's escaping me now.
All the World's a Stage.
All the World's a Stage. I highly recommend it. There was a great line where someone asked him, "Are there any problems with living in a house made of, rubber tires?" And he said, "Yeah, you have to rotate the rooms every 2 years or something."
He always had a great sense of humor. Yeah.
We have less than a minute left, and we'll tell our listeners they can go to our website to find links to yours. But give us a 30-second summary of what EcoSense Solutions is.
Well, EcoSense Solutions, for a long time, it was just me being a consultant to help people who had environmentally sensitive, profitable enterprises get it from the idea stage into the marketplace, which is one of the hardest hurdles in entrepreneurism, mm-hmm. you might say. But right now, we've taken it to a new level, and we're doing things, well, we're in the middle of building a prototyping and research and development center.
Peter, I'm afraid we're out of time. I hate to cut you off in the middle of your sentence, but our listeners can go to our website to find out more about EcoSense Solutions and also the Institute of Econometrics. Thanks for joining us.